السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the evil of our soul and the temptations of Satan. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 15th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% to 99% of the cities, countries of the world. And today we focus on Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, and verses 71, 72, and 73. So those are the verses that we are focusing on today's lesson. Before I recap yesterday's lesson and discuss today's few announcements, MashaAllah, it started raining here by us now, and we need the rain, so read the dua wherever it's raining. Allahumma swayyiban nafi'a, swayyiban with a sword. Allahumma, O beloved Allah. Allahumma means Ya Allahu. O beloved Allah, swayyiban nafi'a, make this rain a beneficial rain, not the destructive rain. See there in Philippines, 140 people dead in so much havoc and mayhem and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala protect us. And now the rain has stopped, for example. Then mutirna bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi. It rain upon us with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Mutirna bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi. And if there is too much rain, then read Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. Ya Allah, send the rain to those areas around us where there is an acute shortage, Ya Allah, and not upon us. That is, if there is too much rain. And if the rain is just starting and drizzling, take your hand out, your fingers out, and say, Hadithu Ahadin bi Rabbi, Hadithu Ahadin bi Rabbi. So this is the latest bounty directly from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And the last one we must remember, if there's an acute shortage of rain and water and so forth, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. All these ahadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, all these ahadith are authentic. Hence we should learn it, practice in it, short du'as. And we just went for Zuhur Salat, and I took my father, late father's raincoat with, you know. So my brother Suleiman Jada was there, so I told him, you see, this is my late father's raincoat that I just took. Yeah, one nishani I got. When he passed away in 82 Ramadan, I told my mother, my brothers, sisters, I'm taking raincoat and the watch, you see. So watch, I don't know, I got lost somewhere. So anyway, the raincoat is still we got. So we think of all the wonderful memories. Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Daily you must read Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqubul hisab. For all the Muslims from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha till today, until the day of justice, whether we know them or we don't know them. And the shuhada and the martyrs. Likewise, those people who are ill and sick. I received the message that our brother Shuaib Jinnah of Heidelberg, now in Johannesburg, is critically ill in ICU there in Alberton. So Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for him. Allah Ta'ala grant him complete shifa. Read Surah Fatiha abundantly. Read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Ya Salam, O give our charity. We also doing that for all the marda. Marda, the plural of marid. All the people who are ill and sick. So give our charity for them as well. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will be there in Heidelberg, and then I'll translate the khutbah. Tomorrow is Abdullah Awad al-Juhani. He gives short khutbah and salat, and after the salat, then we'll do the translation and dua, and then we'll go to the town masjid. It's the second oldest masjid in Transvaal. Remember that, very historic. And mashallah, the oldest masjid in the old Transvaal was the Kirk Street Masjid here in Johannesburg. Nowadays, run by the Mias Farm, you see, Waterfall Islamic Institute, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala reward them also. They did great service to Islam with the Quran. The Quran I'm using now is printed by them also. So in that way there. So these were the few announcements. Let us now recap and summarize yesterday's lesson. Allah, behold, inna lillahi man fis samawati wa man fil ard. Whatever it is, whether it's animate, inanimate, everything belongs solely only to Allah. Our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our anatomy, other oxygen, and all the bounties, favors, every droplet. Can we thank Almighty Allah enough for that one droplet? Never. Wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. If you start counting one bounty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you'll never be able to encompass it. But the non-Muslims, they'll still go and follow their deities, semi-gods, demigods and idols who can't help themselves. How are they going to help you? They just follow conjecture and guesswork and lies. Allah Jalla Wala made summer. And we see the days are long and the nights are short with precision and accuracy. And winter time, the nights are long and the days are short. But why did Allah create this alternating of the day and the night? Huwallazi, He is the Supreme Being. He made for your benefit, you see that lam, lakumul layla, for your benefit this night. And litaskunu fi, so you get sukoon, you get peace, you get tranquility, you get married, you embrace your wife, you give her a hug, and so forth and so on. Litaskunu ilayha, so Allah will bring that sukoon and peace and tranquility and serenity. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah will bring the love, Allah will bring the mercy, compassion. Now you married 30, 40, 50, 60 years, every day you don't have to tell your wife, or she don't have to tell you daily, I love you and I feel for you. And so now you must show more and more compassion and mercy. How much sacrifice she made for us, you see that? So Islam always teaches us the best, and we have to share it with the rest. And the night that is, and then Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That today's world, they over-nourishing us, our physical body. We get obese, then we have to diet. But the spiritual body is malnourished and undernourished. No dhikrullah, no tilawat of Quran, nothing. So very little. So Islam brought that balanced system, moderate system, nourishment for the body and the soul. The nourishment for the body, our breakfast, lunch and supper and so forth. And nourishment for our soul is the zikrullah, tilawat of Quran. Then you will lead a balanced lifestyle. وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. And Allah made the day for you is an eye-opener. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Ya Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a special dua for us, this ummah. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Ya Allah, give barakah, blessing to this ummah in the early part of the morning. You see that? After Fajr, we should be cracking already. We should be busy with our tilawat, busy with our Quran, busy with our zikr, and ma'amulat, our daily routine. Start your work early. We were in Karachi for 7 years plus minus. The shops only open 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. You go there 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, they'll laugh at you, you must remember. They'll tell you, you're nuts. I came here to Lens, I found the same thing, you must remember. You'll hardly find a shop here open before 9 o'clock, you see that? So very bad for us Muslims, an indictment, you must remember that. Muslim must be he that early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. That also they stole from us, we must remember that. So Islam teaches us, Abu Sakhar Darawi, the reporter says, after Fajr, early morning, I used to take my merchandise and my goods and go sell it. And I became Zasarwa, very rich and affluent person. You practice on one hadith. For the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the love and pleasure of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will change the course of your life from negative to positive, from positive to greater things also. And remember that these non-Muslims, they say, Allah got children, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Subhanah, Allah transcends. Allah Ta'ala transcends every weakness, shortcoming and defect. He is lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Not the father, not the child. No one is equal to Allah Azza wa Jalla in any aspect, in any respect. Huwa al-ghani, totally independent. And what proofs you have? You don't have any proof. You're lying against Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. When you lie and fabricate against Allah Jalla Wala, you'll never ever be successful. مَتَاعٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. So all this money they're making and positions they're holding and so forth is mata'. You know mata'? That lappy, that dirty rag you got in the kitchen, that is mata, the literal meaning. So these are just the worldly, miserable things of this world, wretched things. Summa ilayna marji'uhum. Then to us you will be returned. Summa, thereafter, subsequently, nuziquhumul azab al-shadid. We will let them taste the severe punishment. Bima kanu yakfurun. Ba sababiyya. Because. Bima kanu kanu fa istimrar. Because continuously they indulged and they got involved in kufr. And they were practicing on blasphemy, promoting it, advocating it. And dullu wa adullu, they themselves was astray and they led others astray. Today's lesson, Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, verses 71 to 73. Everything to do with Noah and the Ark. Nuh alayhi salatu salam and the Safina. Write down now. Nuh for a male. Nuha for a female. N-U-H-A-H. What does it mean? To console, to pacify people, to show them you got feeling for them at the time of their disaster, calamity, catastrophe. Nuh used to cry with them and so forth, alayhi salatu salam. His name, ismi grami, mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran, chapter 71, Surah Nuh. An entire chapter dedicated to him, to Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, and enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 71, and comprising 28 verses, imagine. So how mighty a messenger he is. So after Nabi Adam alayhi salam, there were other prophets, but not so famous. Then the most famous prophet who came after Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha was Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam. How long did he stay amongst his people? فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَسَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. He stayed for 950 years. Allah Ta'ala say 1,000 years minus 50. So 950 years, can you believe? That this is the longest we know of as far as human being mentioned in the Noble Quran. In a hadith and all that, you will find about Salman Farsi and them 250 years or more. But still 950 is much longer than that. So remember, otherwise the average age of this ummah, hadith in Tirmidhi, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ السِّتِّينَ وَسَبْعِينَ وَأَقَلُّهُمْ مَنْ يُجَاوِذُ ذَلِكَ. The average age of this ummah is between 60 and 70. Very few people exceeded. I'm in that age. 68 years, Gregorian calendar. 70, Islamically. So Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, there chapter 29 and verse number 14, Allah Ta'ala let him stay here. See, for how much? 950 years. But the people who not listen, you must remember, too arrogant and proud, and then the floods came, you must remember. And Almighty Allah spoke of all that, we told you all that before. And in this 900 plus years, how many people embrace Islam? وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Few people embrace Islam. How few? Only 80 people, or some ulama said 82 people. So meaning 80, 82 people in 9 centuries. Me and you will run away long time, you must remember that. But these are anbiya, these are prophets and messengers. Allah Jalla Wala selected them. Allah gave them that himmat and courage and motivation that they will continue the struggle and the da'wat and so forth. Chapter 11, Surah Hud, verse number 40. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. So let's read now. Chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verse 71. Watlu alayhim. You, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite for them. Recite for them. So when we're reading Quran Sharif in Salat, out of Salat, the tongue must move, the lips must move, tahreek shafatain. You read a newspaper, you read a magazine, you read a book, you will see your tongue and it doesn't move. But for Quran, Allah said tilawat. So the tongue and the lips and all that must move. Lucky lips, you see that. وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. You recite, you rehearse for them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَبَأَ نُوحٍ. نَبَأَ خَبَرٌ عَظِيمٌ. The important news, views, interviews regarding Noah, Nabi Noah alayhi salatu salam. Now he's interacting with his people. إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ. Remember when he told his people, Ya قَوْمِ, all my people, that now you don't want to see me, you cover your faces. When I come to give you da'wat and invite you, I make tabligh, I propagate, you insert your fingers in your ears, you cover your faces. Ya qawmi, all that is mentioned in Surah Nuh, chapter 71. Oh my people, in kana kabura alaykum maqami. So if my staying here in your midst is difficult for you, watadhkiri bi ayatillah, and my reminding you of the verses of Almighty Allah. So this is what I'm telling you. Fa'alallahi tawakkaltu. Hence only upon Allah I will place my trust. I don't trust people, organizations. Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam are protected by divine protection. And they have the greatest iman kamil, perfect iman. So fa'alallahi tawakkaltu means I trust and place my trust only exclusively on Allah. So what must you do? فَأَجْمِعُوا أَمْرَكُمْ وَشُرَكَاءَكُمْ. Hence you reach consensus. You have a meeting and then you reach consensus, ijma amrakum, regarding your matters, issues, وَشُرَكَاءَكُمْ, and you consult with all your idols, semi-gods, demigods, meaning he's mocking them, being sarcastic with them. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنْ أَمْرُكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ غُمَّةٌ. And after that you reach consensus, then do not let your matter be upon you, among yourself, and that humma, a secret. Make it public. This is what we're going to do with Noah. This is what we're going to do with Nuh alayhi salam. And you do whatever you want to. He's giving them a challenge. ثُمَّ قُدُوا إِلَيَّ. Then you pass your verdict against me, upon me, what you are going to do. And don't make it a clandestine activity, cloak and dagger business, secret and discreet. Nay, do it publicly. I am telling you. ثُمَّ قُدُوا إِلَيَّ وَلَا تُنْذِرُونَ. If you know Arabic, look there, the last letter. وَلَا تُنْذِرُونِ. وَلَا تُنْذِرُونَ. We stop there. And don't give me any respite. Don't give me any extension. So a Nabi cries. Pay attention, I'm telling you some important things now. So in chapter 54, verse number 10. In chapter 54, verse number 10. So you must remember what happened was that he cried to Allah. Ya Allah, I tried my level best. I tried everything humanly possible. But these people are not interested, Ya Allah. So he cries to Allah, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ. And he cried to Allah. Anni maghloobun fantasir. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered, I'm overwhelmed. You defend me, you assist me, O beloved Allah. So me and you, sometimes we're in tight corners. Everybody seems to turn against you. There's your people, your own family, your kith and kin, your neighbor, and so many, your people you work with and all. So humara mamla to Allah ke saath hai, so you turn, Allah brings halat, conditions like that, because Allah loves that we must cry to Him, beg Him, and ask of Him only. So now we cry, we beg, we petition tonight, later till Jumu'ah. Rabbi anni maghloobun fantasir. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered. Ya Allah, I'm overwhelmed. They all have turned against me, Ya Allah. The Nabi cried, and same time Allah said, you must remember the clouds and the deluge, the tufan started. And Allah Ta'ala speaks of this in Surah An-Kabut, chapter 29, verses 14-15. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ هُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala said, then the tufan, the deluge and the floods came whilst they were committing kufr and shirk. 99% of them, you see that. So, and then from the land and sand, that the fountains and everything, the springs, also the water gushed out. So when we visited, you must remember, Iraq, in the year 2000, so we went to Kufa. If you know Masjid Jami Kufa, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he is awwalu man ramasa haman fi sabilillah. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, the first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Allah. He states himself, Anna Thalithul Islam, I'm the third male to embrace Islam. Manatibu'u wa fadailuhu la tu'addu wa la tuhsa. His virtues and merits are beyond our perception, comprehension, remember. From the Ashara Mubashara, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu warda. He stood there, and he was a master marksman and archer. He shot in all four directions and told the Sahaba, Tabi'in, start building your houses here. This is the area of the masjid. So when you go there, so they show you one place. We can't say it's 100%, but it seems like that we can say. So Almighty Allah Jalla Allah speaks of this. So now, what was the sign that he, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah, and his people, the small group, you see that, that who believed in him, they must climb into that boat, into that ship, into that safina, and into that ark, Noah and the ark, they say, you know, in English and so forth. So what was the sign that they must do that? Allah Ta'ala says, Hatta, so much so, Idha jaa amruna, when our command comes, Wafarat tannur, and the stove, the water starts bubbling there. So that is the sign, O Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, you and your people, and the animals also, you take them, remember that, male and female, and you go inside, and Allah will keep you safe. So that is in Kufa, according to majority scholars. So go and open, you must remember, Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 40. So Alhamdulillah, we saw all these places, you know, historic places. So, and then you must know about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and them. So how Allah Ta'ala saved and protected the Anbiya, Prophets, Messengers, Sahaba, Awliyaullah. And if they passed away, then they passed away as shuhada and martyrs. So still they're a winner. Ihda al-husnayin. That either ghanima, booty, spoils of war, or either martyrdom and shahada, then still you're a winner. So that is the Muslim person. We should remember that. So Nabi Nuh alayhi salam story, fascinating. So now he's telling them, okay, now how long did the floods last? You see that? So if you study Musnad Ahmad, then day is written, so start counting. So Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah. And then, so you have, remember that, Zulhijjah. And then, so let's count again, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, then Zulqa'dah, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah. So it is 6 months, right? And then Muharram, 10 days. You see that? So 6 months, 10 days. Then what happened to that? That safina is stopped. Wafarat tannur. So that is now the starting of the journey. And when it stopped, wastawat alal judi. So it stopped there at Judi. So everything mentioned in the noble Quran, mashallah, You must just study, learn the noble Quran, and you will find it. So till today, people, they wonder how all this happened. So Allah is telling us how it happened. All happened with the command and decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. I started today's lesson with the rain story. One day in Dalum, Newcastle, just raining, 3-4 days. So Mawasama, I told the students, you must read. You understood that? You must read, Allahumma hawa alayna wa la alayna. So I used to do the assembly for years there with Allah's help. So I told Mawasama and the students that, no, read that what Maulana is teaching is hadith. 100% we believe in it, but read this also. Speak to the land and the sand. Ya ardublai ma'aki wa ya sama waqli'i wa ghidal ma'ak. O land, you swallow in all your water. Wa ya sama wa aqli'i. O you sky, you stop raining. And the water must now get inside. You must remember, must subside and so forth. And waqudi al-amd, and the matter is decided. Who read this dua? Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. So after 6 months and 10 days, wastawat al-judi, wastawatil safina. So that safina which Allah says, waja'alnaha ayatan lil alamin, a nishani, a sign for all the people in the world and universe. So it stopped there, you see. So chapter number 11 and verse number 44. So everything in the Quran Sharif. Now he's telling his people, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ, and if you turn away, you don't listen to me, فَمَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ, I don't ask you for any salary, wages, or any recompense, nay, إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ, indeed, my reward is solely, only, exclusively there by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, I have been commanded to be the first Muslim in my time, you see that? And I must submit and surrender lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Him, Almighty Allah. So He gave His people the choice, فَكَذَّبُوهُ, hence they rejected Him. They rejected the message and the messenger. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ, hence we saved Him, we rescued Him in that ark, in that boat, in that safina. Safina is the word Quran uses. وَمَنْ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ, and whoever was with him in that boat, you see that, in that ark, in that ship, 82 people. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ خَلَائِفَ, then we made them the successors. You will carry on, then you will get married, you will multiply, and then the ummah will increase and so forth. And these people who rejected Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, his wife also dispatched to Jahannam. His son also dispatched to Jahannam. That is Allah's justice system. That is Hikmatullah al-Baligha. That Allah's wisdom. وَأَغْرَقْنَا الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, and then we let those people who rejected our verses and signs, we drowned them whole lot. Go to hell. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ, when you travel, then go see عَاقِبَة, the consequences, the end result of مُنْذَرِينَ, those people who are warned with love and compassion. So when we travel, we mustn't just go like the non-Muslims, we must go and take Ibra and lesson. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make us the ashik of Quran and Sunnah, the true lovers of Quran Sharif and Sunnah. And in that way, Almighty Allah make our khatima, our ending on Iman and Islam. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Make dua for this sunnah also. Ameen. Jazakallahu khairan.